Japan is remembering the massive earthquake and tsunami that killed nearly 20,000 people and triggered a nuclear crisis a year ago today. At 2:46 p.m. local time, trains stopped, sirens blared, and people across Japan bowed their heads in silence. But 1 year on, rebuilding has not even begun on much of the country's devastated northeast coast. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from the fishing town of Minami Sanriku. It's still too early for many wounds to heal.
A Buddhist monk reads sutras and prays for the soul of Keiko Henmi, 74, who was washed away by the tsunami. The monk's temple was washed away too, so the service is being held in a prefabricated room next to a hillside graveyard. Outside the room, Henmi's son, Yoshimi, says the police and military did their best, but so far have not found his mother's body. This doesn't mean we're giving up searching for her, he says. He pauses, struggling to find his words. But in order to achieve some sort of closure and move on, I decided to hold the ceremony. The tsunami largely obliterated the town center of Minami Sanriku. Police continue to search for some of the more than 3,000 people missing up and down the coast. More than 500 bodies remain unidentified. After the Henmi's service, Zen monk Fumio Tsuji confides that he's worried about the mental and spiritual health of the town's residents. He says that several of his followers have committed suicide since the quake.
One hanged himself, another drowned himself in the ocean, and another jumped off a building. I lost some close friends, and I thought about why I couldn't save them. One reason is that I work in Sendai, and I'm only here on the weekends, so I couldn't take care of them. And I regret this greatly.
At the National Theater in Tokyo, Emperor Akihito and Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda bowed deeply and spoke before huge tablets representing the spirits of the deceased. Noda promised more assistance to the tsunami-ravaged coastal communities. In order to ensure that the souls of the departed are duly respected and their wishes passed down to posterity, Noda said, I pledge that the government will work to accomplish reconstruction in the disaster-affected regions without delay. At an auditorium in Minami Sanriku, schoolchildren sang upbeat songs about the joys of being alive. Happiness is a relaxing bath in a tub provided by the self-defense forces, they sing. Many survivors accept that the quake and tsunami were unstoppable forces of nature. But some Minami Sanriku residents are angry. They feel that they were the victims of human error. Town employee, 24-year-old Miki Endo, stayed at her post, broadcasting this tsunami warning that saved many lives but cost her own. She and dozens of other employees at the town's emergency response center were swept away by the massive waves. But town mayor Jin Sato survived, clinging to the radio antenna on top of the building. Sato declined to be interviewed. 46-year-old employee Noritaka Makino was also washed away, and his body was never found. His father, farmer and former mayor Shun Makino, says the family held a funeral for his son just last month, even though it brought him little solace.
The hardest thing for me is to see my wife. She looks out to sea every morning and cries. She believes my son is somewhere out there at sea.
Now Shun Makino is suing Mayor Sato for negligence. He says the mayor should have ordered his subordinates to evacuate. Makino points to a table at one end of the room with flowers and incense surrounding a picture of his smiling son.
We've set up this altar to my son in our home, and we remember him and pray for him. But there's one thing we can't tell him. Why did he have to die like that? Why did the mayor tell him to stay in the building? If the mayor had admitted he made a mistake and apologized, we could tell that to our children. That would bring us some closure.
In a bid to spruce up and cheer up the community, Makino has lately taken to planting sunflowers. To describe the sunflower's appearance and its effect on people's mood, he tilts the palms of his thick hands forward and arches his bushy eyebrows upwards, as if soaking up the warmth of a distant sun somewhere in the wintry sky. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Minami Sanriku, Japan.